If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Seamus Toomey reporting from Black Club Chicago. And Seamus, good morning. Tell us what's going on with the plans to transform the Ford City Mall.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, the Ford City Mall, this is the big neighborhood mall right near Midway Airport. It's been there since 1965, it's about half vacant, a little bit more than half vacant, and so it's really sort of on its last legs. There's a plan to sell it to a company that would knock it all down and build an industrial park with a lot of warehouses and potential future uses. They don't have anyone lined up for it yet, but they're pretty confident that they could bring people there. But, you know, the neighbors there, even if it's half vacant, that means it's half full. And there's you know, places there that people still go to, you know, kids can work there. There's a lot of jobs. So they're sad about potentially losing it, but they're also sort of bummed that it's just going to be an industrial park with a lot of trucks nearby. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of houses there. So they all met Wednesday night at Daly College down in the West Lawn neighborhood to talk it out. And the alderman is really pushing hard for it, Derek Curtis. He went so far as to say the community could be in real big trouble if they pass on this and end up with just a completely vacant mall and lose all the jobs that the industrial park could come with. But I think this is sort of the fate a lot of these malls are going to go through in the future as we do more and more online and less going to the mall to shop. We've heard this problem for years, but we got to figure out what to do with some of these huge properties. And a lot of these are turning into warehouses or data centers or all kinds of things that are sort of decidedly less sexy than going and getting hamburgers or sneakers or gym shoes or just hanging out like we do at the mall, right, Bob?
It is a huge space to fill, that's for sure. Attention Jeopardy fans, you'll want to know about this. It's next Wednesday, isn't it?
No, it actually just happened this Wednesday. Jeopardy had sort of an open call for future contestants at the Museum of Science and Industry. They had dozens of people came in. You had to take a test, but probably the thing that was more lasting was you got to take pictures with the buzzer and sort of hang out with the with the crew. But not many people are going to end up winning thousands after this. You had to take a 10-question test that I saw a couple of them, and I'm pretty sure I would have failed. you had to go 10 for 10, and only about 20% made it. So we'll see if any the smart people from Chicago, if anyone make it onto the show. But, it was kind of a fun time just for to catch up with the Jeopardy crew and play around and do a little dreaming.
Maybe they'll do it again. News from Lincoln Park. Tell us about Dorothy's Bakery.
Right. This is breaking bakery news, Bob. Dorothy's Bakery is opening. It's going to be on Clark Street, 2318 North Clark Street. So that's like Clark and Belden. And the cool part about this is this became a farmer's market hot item. They made Brian and Taylor Bruns started bringing bagels and then sourdough and other pastries to farmer's markets all around the north side mostly for the last couple years. They became a hit. They could barely keep up, so this spot opened, and they've been building it out. They hope to open in the next couple weeks or so, and they're excited about it, you know, not just because you don't have to pack up and leave farmers markets after 3 or 4 hours, four times a weekend, but, you know, just a chance to do more sandwiches, you know, all the luxuries of cooking indoors and not having to have stuff sit out in the hot sun.
Got it. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir.